God is like that father in the parable. He's looking for you. God forgives us of the past. He will never bring up our sin again. Never too late to turn to God. Hello, dear friends. It's great to have you with me once again here on Revelation. I look forward to being with you each week as the Spirit of the Lord gives us revelation from God's Word. It's my sincere prayer that you will receive truth today that will set you free. Now, last week we began a lesson titled Thrive in Adversity. I trust that you've been able to put the truths from last week's lesson into practice in your life. You see, the fact is, trials and tribulations are a part of everyday life. Jesus said, "In the world you will have tribulation." We may not like it, but we cannot avoid adversity. But the good news is, adversity is not your adversary. Adversity can be your friend because it can draw you closer to Jesus. Even in the midst of trials, you can overcome. You can thrive. There is no circumstance, no trial, no difficulty that can overcome you when you follow the Lord and walk in His truth. That's why we're studying how to thrive in adversity. If you'll choose to believe God's reality, and if you'll choose to realign your reaction to adversity, then you will be on the path to living life to its fullest. So, let's go to the studio right now for the conclusion of this powerful message. May the Lord bless you as you listen and receive His word today. And that brings us to our second truth today. Realign your reaction to adversity. You see, adversity comes to test you and try you to see what's inside of you. God allows adversity in your life so He can prove you and prove your faith. He's looking for people He can trust so that He can pour out a blessing on them. Oh, God wants to bless you, but can He trust you? God will use adversity to expose the weakness in your heart. So we need to realign our reaction today. We need to start allowing God to use adversity to build us up. You have to change your reaction to adversity. Once upon a time, a daughter went to her mother complaining that her life was miserable and difficult, and she didn't know how she was going to make it. This daughter was tired of all the struggles and fighting. It seemed as just as one problem was solved, another one soon followed. Her mother said nothing and took her quietly to the kitchen. Then she filled 3 pots with water and placed each on a high fire. Once the 3 pots began to boil, the mother placed a yam in 1 pot, an egg in the 2nd pot, and tea in the 3rd pot. She then let them sit and boil without saying a word to her daughter. The daughter was moaning and complaining impatiently, wondering what her mother was doing. But after 20 minutes, the mother turned off the 3 fires. She took the yam out of the pot and placed it in a bowl. She pulled the egg out and placed it in a bowl. And she then took the tea out and placed it in a cup. And turning to her daughter, the mother said, "Daughter, what do you see?" "Yam, egg, and tea," the daughter said. "Look closer," the mother said, "and touch the yam." So the daughter touched it and noticed that it was soft. The mother then asked the daughter to take the egg and break it, and after pulling off the shell, the daughter observed the hard-boiled egg was hard. Finally, she asked her to sip the tea. "Mother, what does all this mean?" the daughter asked. The mother then explained that the yam, the egg, and the tea had each faced the same adversity. They'd all been in the boiling water, but each one reacted differently. The yam went in strong and hard, but it came out soft and weak. The egg went in fragile, but it was pulled out of the boiling water hard. The inside was solid. However, the tea was unique. When the tea was exposed to the boiling water, it changed the water and created something new. "Which are you?" the mother asked her daughter. "When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Are you a yam? An egg or tea?" And I ask you the same question today. When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Do you become soft and fall apart like the yam? Do you become hard and bitter like the egg? Or do you change the world around you and make an impact in life? See, here's the truth you need to know right now. In life, things happen around us. Things happen to us. But the only thing that truly matters is what happens within us. Unfortunately, most Christians don't react well to adversity. What do we usually do in adversity? Complain. Something happens in life that we don't like, and all of a sudden, we start grumbling. We start murmuring. We start complaining. This isn't fair. My life is miserable. Where is God? You know, friend, I am sorry for any problem you have right now. I sympathize with you for the tough time you're passing through. But honestly speaking, some of us complain about anything and everything. You break your nail and you complain. Oh, your soup has too much salt and you complain. The traffic is bad and you complain. Your call won't go through and you complain. Reminds me of the story about a grouchy old husband whose wife could not do anything right by him his entire married life. When she asked him what he wanted for breakfast, he just grunted, "Eggs." She asked him what kind of eggs he wanted, and he just shouted back, "I don't care. Just fix what you want to fix." Nervous about his response, she decided to try to make him happy by boiling one egg and frying the other. And when she presented the breakfast to her husband, he threw up his hands in a fit of anger. "What's wrong now?" asked the wife. "I fixed you a boiled egg and a fried egg." The husband responded, "But you fried the wrong egg." Some people complain about everything, but listen to 1 Corinthians 10, 1-11. I don't want you to forget, dear brothers and sisters, about our ancestors in the wilderness long ago. They drank from the spiritual rock. That was Christ. Yet God was not pleased with most of them, and their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. These things happened as a warning to us, hello, so that we would not crave evil things as they did, and don't grumble as some of them did, and then were destroyed by the angel of death. These things happened to them as examples for us. They were written down to warn us who live at the end of the age. Can you hear what God is saying today? The people in the children of Israel in the wilderness enjoyed so many blessings, but God was not pleased with them. They grumbled and complained, and so God punished them. And those stories are written for us so that we will learn from them. Take heed. Complaining is a sin that will bring the judgment of God. You see, friends, complaining is the opposite of faith. It's a declaration that God is not in control and that things are not going to work out well for me. When you complain, you're actually praising the devil and saying you believe in him. That's why Philippians 2:14 says, "In everything you do, stay away from complaining and arguing." I'm challenging you today to take a 1 week break from complaining. You know what? I'm challenging you today to go this entire week without complaining one single time. I'm calling it the Week Without Complaining Challenge. And you know something today, friends? There are some people who would love to have your problems today. Oh yes, there are some people, if they had your troubles, they would get up and dance and rejoice. They'd think they'd had a miracle breakthrough because your problems are small compared to some people's problems. Recently in the nation of Somalia, there were 3.7 million people starving to death for lack of food and water. Women had to choose between leaving their children behind in order to save their baby and keep walking to a refugee camp. There were people dying for the lack of the things we waste every day. Don't think it couldn't be you. Don't take the goodness of God for granted, for we are blessed. I remember when I was a child, sometimes I would start crying, and my daddy would tell me, "Son, you better stop crying, or I will give you something to really cry about. You better stop whining and complaining, or I will come and cane you." And sometimes I think that's God's message to us as well. Stop complaining because compared to others, you are blessed. Somebody else would love to have your problem. Somebody would love to only have to worry about the few things you worry about. Somebody in Somalia, is bearing a 3-year-old child this morning. Somebody in Kenya is burying their wife in a refugee camp this morning. And you have to be thankful today. You have to begin giving God praise. For your poverty is somebody else's riches. And how many of you know you're blessed today? And I stand here today to tell you, I'm blessed. I declare it. And as long as you're humble and grateful and thankful, God is going to pour more blessings into your life. But can He trust you? For there's some things you cannot enjoy until you participate with Him. You can't appreciate until you're involved with God. And I want to hear from some blessed people this morning. Get your faith out of prison. I'm blessed and I'm about to get blessed again. My best is yet to come. And I wish I had a partner out there in TV land today. Just shout and say, I'm blessed. My soul is blessed. My pocketbook is blessed. My health is blessed. My home is blessed. For I don't believe God wants me walking around just blessed in my soul and miserable in every other way. He promised me a full life. His vision is better than mine, better than I could dream of, better than I could ask for. Somebody shout, amen. I believe in God. You might go through a storm, but the storm is not going to go through you. As long as you keep Jesus with you, you're never going to drown. You're never going under. You're going to thrive. For you see, here's the good news for you today. God will use adversity to work good in your life. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who've been called according to His purpose." A parable is told of a farmer who owned an old mule. The mule fell into the farmer's well. The farmer heard the mule braying, or whatever it is that mules do when they fall into wells. And after carefully assessing the situation, the farmer sympathized with the mule, but decided that neither the mule nor the well were worth the trouble of saving. So instead, he called his neighbors together and told them what had happened, and enlisted them to help him haul dirt to bury the old mule in the well and put him out of his misery. Initially, the old mule was hysterical, but as the farmer and his neighbors continued shoveling the dirt and the dirt hit his back, a thought struck the old mule. It suddenly dawned on him that every time a shovel load of dirt landed on his back, he would shake it off and step up higher. This he did blow after blow. The farmer kept shoveling dirt on top of him. It would hit his back, but the old mule would shake it off and step up higher. Shake it off and step up higher. Shake it off and step up higher. He repeated to encourage himself. No matter how painful the blows or how distressing the situation of being buried alive, the old mule fought panic and just kept right on shaking it off and stepping up higher. And it was not long before the old mule, battered and exhausted, stepped triumphantly over the wall of that well. For what seemed like it would bury him actually blessed him because of the way he handled adversity. When he shook it off and stepped up higher, he kept packing the dirt on the bottom of the well until the ground came up and up and up and up. And he walked away from his problem. When you face problems, respond to them positively and refuse to give in to panic, bitterness, or self-pity. The adversities that come along to bury us have within them the potential to benefit and bless us, for God will use it for His glory. And when you understand that truth, then you'll realign your reaction to adversity. Instead of complaining, you'll start praising. Listen to Psalm 106:12. Then His people believed His promises. Then they sang His praise. That's why we're commanded in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It's God's will for you to give thanks in all circumstances. It's God's will for you to rejoice in adversity, to praise Him no matter what the physical says, because praise is the language of faith. And when you believe God, when you choose to believe His reality, then you can praise Him at all times. this thing I'm passing through is just the dirt that I can shake off and march upon that will take me higher. This trial that I'm passing through is just the opportunity for me to get stronger. This adversity is not my adversary. It's God working in me to elevate me. Hallelujah. Do you remember the story of the 10 lepers that Jesus healed? I just want to draw your attention to the last part of the story. When the one leper came back to give thanks to God. In Luke 17, it says, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God, I'm healed." He fell face down on the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Does only this foreigner turn to give glory to God?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." Gratefulness reflects great faith and leads to spiritual blessings. You can thrive in adversity when you start praising God in all things. As you lift up the praise to God, He's going to open new doors for you. It's going to move in your behalf to set you free and deliver you from obstacles. He's going to fight against your enemies and arrange situations to clear the path for your success. And that prepares us for the third truth in today's message. Get ready for God to raise you. Hear the word in James 1:12. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. You see, friend, when we choose to believe the report of the Lord and we realign our reaction to circumstances, then we're in a position to be blessed. We become candidates for God to raise us up and promote us to the next level. Reminds me of the story of a museum laid with beautiful marble tiles, with a huge marble statue displayed in the middle of the lobby. Many people came from all over the world just to admire the marble statue. One night, the marble tiles on the floor started talking to the marble statue. The marble tiles said, "Marble statue, it's not fair. Why does everybody from all over the world come just to see you while they step on me? This is not fair." Then the marble statue said, "My friend, do you remember that you were actually from the same cave as I was?" The tile said, "Yes. That's why I feel it is even more unfair. We were born from the same cave and yet we received different treatment." And the statue said, "Then do you still remember the day when the designer tried to work on you, but you resisted the tools?" The marble tile said, "Well, yes, of course I remember. I hate that designer. How could he use those tools on me, chipping me and beating me?" Then the statue said, "That's right. He couldn't work on you as long as you resisted being worked on. But when he decided to give up on you and start working on me instead, I knew at once that I would be something different after his efforts. I did not resist the tools. Instead, I bore them so that he could make something beautiful out of me." My friend, there's a price to everything in life. Since you, the floor, decided to give up halfway, you can't blame anybody who steps on you now. Friends, God wants to raise you up. God wants to elevate you, that His light can shine upon you and His glory can be seen in you. But He's got to work His work in your life, in your heart, before He can come and elevate you. The fact is, the adversities that have come to your life are God's hand to bring His tool, His spiritual instrument, to chisel away those things about your life that will detract from His glory. Friend, when you begin to see adversity not as your adversary, but as God's instrument to mature you, to perfect you, and to raise you up, then it will help you to realign your reaction so that you can get ready for promotion. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Peter 5, 9-11. "Stand firm against the devil and be strong in your faith. Remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering you are. In His kindness, God called you to share in His eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So, after you have suffered a little while, He will restore, support, and strengthen you, and He will place you on a firm foundation. All power to Him forever and ever. Amen and amen. As we prepare to close this teaching today, I want to speak directly to those of you who are going through a trial right now. I know it's not easy, but I want to encourage you to remember the three truths from this message on thrive through adversity. Remember, first of all, that you have to choose your reality. Will you choose to believe the physical, present circumstances that surround you? Or will you choose to believe God's word and God's promise? For when you understand that that spiritual reality, that presence of God is more real and more powerful than the trials and adversities you're passing through, it will strengthen and encourage you to take the next step, which is to realign your reaction to adversity. Stop complaining. Even though the trial you're facing may be difficult, even though it may be something that seems so hopeless, don't complain. Begin to lift up your hands today and praise God. For as you praise Him, as you rejoice in His power and His presence, He will come down to lift you and elevate you. He's shaping you and changing you so that His glory can be seen in you. I'd like to take a moment to pray for you right now. Would you bow your head with me? Almighty and everlasting Father, I pray for each and everyone watching this broadcast today or listening to my teaching. Father, I ask for those who are passing through trials and adversity, strengthen them by the power of your Holy Spirit. I call upon you, O mighty God, to come down with your comforting hand, to surround them and embrace them with your love and fill them with the courage and the faith they need to pass through this adversity. And Lord, when you've done your work in them, when you've perfected them, when they have come out shining like pure gold, I pray that you would elevate each and every one, that they might thrive, flourish, and prosper for your praise and for your glory. We thank you for this now in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. God bless you, friend. I look forward to seeing you again next week at this very time, on this station, on this day, for another mighty episode of Revelation. Until then, may God richly bless you. Goodbye for now. Get ready for God to raise you up. Get ready for His blessings to flow into your life as never before. Amen and amen. If you'll develop a grateful spirit, then the blessings of the Lord will surely find you and overtake you. I know there are many of you watching today that are passing through difficult times. You may feel depressed today, but let me just take a moment to speak to you from the Spirit of the Lord. God has not forgotten you. You are not forsaken. He knows all that you are passing through, and He says to you today, I love you. Don't be discouraged. Draw closer to me in the time of adversity, and I will carry you through. I can even use trials for good in your life if you will simply yield yourself to me. Perhaps you're listening to this broadcast today and your wife has just left you. You found out she's been unfaithful to you. Your heart is broken. You don't know where to turn. Or perhaps you're a woman living in an abusive relationship. Your husband or your boyfriend mistreats you, and you don't know where to turn. Maybe you've been looking for a child. You're in a godly marriage relationship, and you need a child. But years have passed, and there's no child forthcoming. Maybe you're there today, and you need a job. You don't even know where your next meal will come from, and you're praying earnestly, God, meet my need. And you're sitting back wondering, how will you make it through all these trials? How will you face adversity? But friend, I want to speak directly to you today. By the Spirit of the living God, there is hope for you. This adversity you're passing through is only temporary. And God can use it for good in your life if you'll learn to align your thinking and your attitude with His Word. So I want to encourage you today, no matter how difficult it may seem, no matter how hard it is, lift up your hands and begin to praise God. That's right. Begin to praise Him, even in the midst of trials and difficulties. Because when you praise God, you release an anointing from heaven. You release God's Spirit to move in your life. The Bible tells us that God inhabits the praises of His people. And right in your home right now, or wherever you are watching this broadcast, if you'll just lift up your hands and begin to thank Him, begin to love Him, God is going to do miracles in your life. I want you to know that I'm praying for you. I care about you, and I want you to make it in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I'm here every week on Revelation. I'm here to encourage you, to inspire you, to challenge you, to give you truth from God's Word so that when you apply that truth to your life, it will change your life, and you'll become a candidate for God's blessing. You can thrive, even in adversity, when you follow the Word of God. Well, thank you for joining me today on Revelation. Don't forget that you can visit my website at www.revrcw.com for all the teaching notes and the study guides for these important lessons. Now, next week, we'll continue our series entitled Thrive, Live Life to Its Fullest. Our topic next week is Thrive in Your Finance, and I know it's going to be a great blessing to you. In fact, why don't you invite a friend or a family member to join you as you watch my broadcast next week on this same channel, on this same day, at this same time. Until then, may God in His love be with you.
My name is Kelly. I love Jesus, and I love Agape House.
Hi, I'm Leslie Ajiboy. In the Agape House. This is my Agape House where I can know my DNA.
Hi, my name is Joshua. I love Jesus Christ and I love Agape House.
In Konyenye Bridget, you love Agape House. Mount Leslie.
Hi, my name is Atima and I love Agape House because the worship brings God's presence into our midst.
Midin the Florence, Mido Yesu, and I'm a pet, my sorry, Agape House New Testament Church.
My name's Harrison.
My name is Holali.
My name's David.
We love Jesus and we love Agape Kids.
Hi, my name is Anthony Leddy. I love to worship in Agape House because the pastors are anointed.
My name is Isabella. I love Jesus. I love Agape House.
Salut, mon nom c'est Jean. J'aime Jésus Christ et j'aime Agape House.
Hi. My name is Ezekiel. I love to worship at Agape because every time I come, my faith is built up.
Hello, your friend me Boatma. Me need the Agape House hopa if you say na minsa da asofo oniso.
My name is Genevieve Zone. I'm a deaconess in Agape House. The power of God is mightily here to transform you, and so I'm inviting you today.
Of love is Agape House New Testament Church, led by God's anointed servant, Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb.
God is working and nothing can stop you. There's no one who can stop you when you've got the love of God in you, and the love of God means He's always on your side. Somebody shout hallelujah.
At Agape House, we believe in the transforming power of God's love because God has a plan for all His children. It's an exciting, thriving, multicultural and contemporary environment, and you don't have to feel alone. Come join our family and experience this amazing love of God at our weekend services, Saturdays from 6 to 8 p.m. and on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. for the first service and 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for the second service. The Agape House New Testament Church is located at Agape Land, East Legon, close to the ANC Square. Agape House New Testament Church, glorifying God and transforming lives.
This program is brought to you by Revelation Media Ministry through the generous support of our partners. Watch Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb each week at the same time on this station. For more inspiration, visit our website at www.revrcw.com.